Ladies and gentlemen, Frou Frou, the talking cat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This poem is entitled Black Emptiness. Black emptiness. Black, black emptiness. The void of the eternal sky. The empty shell of... Could you stop the music, please? Could you stop the goofy music? Thank you. Now listen, I know I'm cute and I'm cuddly and I'm a talking cat and all that, but this is serious poetry that I wrote here, so no wacky music, okay? And someone get this stupid pink bonnet off my head. All right. Black emptiness. Black, black emptiness. Stop the music! The void of the eternal sky. Ooh. The empty shell of ourselves and of others.
Do the fishy fish song.
The fishy fish song was 3 years ago, for Christ's sake. No, listen! I was a kitten then. That song was fine for back then, and it was very good to me, that song. But it's time to move on and do other things, more serious things. Do you understand? So please, let's just forget about the stupid fishy fish song, okay?
Do the fishy fish song! Yeah. Do the fishy fish song!
Listen, okay, I'll do one verse of the stupid fishy fish song, but then I do my poetry, okay? Okay. All right. Okay.
Fishy fish, oh fishy fish, I wish I could reach inside your bowl and eat you up whole.
All right, there you go. No. Black emptiness. Black
fishy
emptiness.
Fish.
You're a bunch of morons, you know that? Sing your own stupid fishy fish song. You don't appreciate good poetry. You just want to hear the same old crap all the time, don't you? Well, I'm walking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frou Frou the talking cat. Well, let's just keep the show rolling right along here. I'd like to introduce the next act. Let's have a big round of applause for Biff the dancing dog.
What a bunch of morons. I hate them all, Sid.
Frou Frou, what are you doing? They want to hear the fishy fish song.
But you know I'm sick of the fishy fish song. I want to do my poetry.
But they don't want poetry. They want entertainment. Look at Biff. He's going over like a house on fire out there.
You know that dog is a classically trained dancer. He could be dancing with the Russian ballet now. But look at him with that stupid umbrella. He looks like an idiot.
Well, that idiot happens to own a split-level mansion in Bel Air, Frou Frou.
Yeah, maybe he does, but he doesn't have a soul.
Showbiz ain't about souls. It's not an art, it's a business.
Well, speaking of business, where's my three mice?
Only one mouse, Frou.
What do you mean, one mouse? You said three mice.
Yeah, well, times are tough, Frou Frou. Nobody wants to pay three mice for all that blackness crap anymore.
Well, you can keep your stupid mouse. Where's my bottle?
Aw, come on, Frou, you gotta lay off the booze.
Why don't you lay off? I'm getting out of here.
Frou Frou! Frou Frou, where are you going? Frou Frou, come back here! Frou Frou, you'll never work again! Frou Frou!
Oh, why look, it's Frou Frou, the talking cat. Hello, Frou Frou.
Shut up, you old bag.
Well, I never.
3 months later, in a dingy bar in the Lower East Side.
The empty souls of mindless people and stupid people everywhere. Screw you, screw you, screw you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frou Frou the talking cat. And now the lovely Melinda will take off her clothes to music again, so help yourselves to another drink at the bar.
Mary, get me another scotch, will ya?
Sure thing, Frou.
Frou Frou! Frou-Frou, there you are! I've been looking all over for you!
Well, 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 if it isn't my ex-manager, what do you want from me?
Frou-Frou, the Blackness poem! It's number one on the European poetry charts! We're planning a big tour and we need you! There's a plane leaving for London in about an hour, how about it?
You're putting me on!
No way, Frou, I'm serious, you're a star again!
Here you go, Frou, a saucer of scotch, straight up!
No thanks, Mary, I won't be needing that anymore! No more booze for me, I'm gonna have a new life! Wow, I've always wanted to see Europe. This is gonna be amazing. I'm a star again.
Listen, I'll take care of your tab. You go pack and I'll meet you at the airport in about an hour, okay?
All right, Sid. I always knew I could count on you.
All right, what does he owe here?
Hey, it's on the house. He's a big star again.
Thanks, lady.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm a new cat. I knew this would happen to me one day. This is terrific. England, the land of the great poets. These are gonna be the best times of...
Frou-Frou the Cat was buried on December 12, 1951, but his memory will stay alive in our hearts forever, thanks to his immortal words.
Fishy fish, oh fishy fish, I wish, I wish, I wish I could reach inside your bowl and eat you up whole. Fishy fish, oh fishy fish, I wish, I wish, I wish I could reach inside your bowl and eat.
It's a hard business. Please tell me that you agree.
It's a hard business. It's hard for you and hard for me.
It's a hard business. Reaching way down in your soul.
It's a hard business. Singing jazz or rock and roll.
If you don't make it, well, don't blame me.
If you can't take it, you'll soon agree. It's a hard business, traveling from town to town.
It's a hard business, riding on this merry-go-round.
It's a hard business, it's tough to make it to the top.
It's a hard business, especially when your records flop. Agents and critics, managers and slime.
You make them a million, they'll toss you a dime.
Rosemary, I'm thinking of quitting this impossible business.
Oh, really, Larry? I hope not.
It's just too hard. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I sure do, Larry.
Would you blame me if I quit show business, Rosemary?
You gotta do what you gotta do, Larry.
That really surprises you that I wanna quit?
It's a hard business.
Very hard, very hard.
It's a hard business.
Impossible.
It's a hard business.
Run away.
Yeah.
It's a hard business.
Number one,
and we wanna be the greatest group of all.
And we want to see ourselves on a TV show. And we want to make it big at the record hop. And we want to sell our fast at the record shop.
Go, go, go!
We want to be the greatest group of all. Paper interview.
And we want to see the kids dressed the way we do.
And we want to see our names in the magazines.
And we want to be a hero to all the teens.
And we want to be the greatest group of all.
Fender, Mender, fix my guitar.
Wait just a minute. Ed Wiener, turn that radio down. I'm talking to Merle Haggard. Yeah, how you doing, Yogi, son of a gun? Merle, you may not recognize me by my voice, but I met you in Muskogee. Let's see. Honey, when is Merle in Muskogee? Oh, I was married to Elaine then. I think that was in June or November, somewhere along in there. You remember Elaine, don't you? Well, we talked to you there in Muskogee. You know, she had kind of brown hair. She is pretty thin then. She just had her operation. Boy, you wouldn't know her now. She's put on about 20 pounds. Nah, we couldn't make it, so we just split the blanket. Say, Hag, what I called you about was I got a pretty big promotion going on here in Hoyt, Montana. I'm handling new talent here in this area. Huh? No, I mean I'm their personal manager. Buddy, I got a girl singer that's a dead ringer for Tammy Wynette. I give her the stage name of Hillbilly Helen. Now, partner, she's something else. And she writes songs out of this world. Mars. No, she's a local girl right here in Hoyt. I told her I was going to call you and try to get her on a major recording label. She couldn't believe I knew you. And I told her that girls getting into the singing business is kind of like some girls getting to movies, you know. I told her you might want to spend some time with her alone. I didn't know how you felt about it, but she got the message. Well, Hag, I'll send you a reel-to-reel tape of some of Helen's stuff. Normal speed. Say, ain't Bonnie Fuzzy's sister? Oh, I thought she was. I heard that in the joint. I done a little time myself. Robbery. Well, tell them all I said hello. How'd they get your number? Oh, let's just say I got a connection. Hello? Hello? Hello, Hag. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right. Pick it, Cliff. Bum, 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 bum.
In 1993, an overweight, non-singing, bleach-blonde young man moved to Nashville in search of a record deal. Here is his story.
Stepped off of that Greyhound bus, a limousine flew by. It's kicking up dust, but heck, I didn't care. It's probably hauling Travis Tritt. So I walked a few blocks, got a room in Shoney's, ate me some cheese whiz and a pack of bologna, and promised me a big steak dinner when I had my first hit. See, I got a cousin, and he's got a friend, he's got a buddy who put an air conditioner in at a record company right in the heart of Music Row. And he got to talking with a security guard. He'd been there a few weeks, met a bunch of the stars. Said there's only a handful of people you need to know. There's Galani, Hendricks, Stegall, Stroud, Gallimore, Butler, Beckett, and Brown. Any one of them fellas could make you a millionaire. I figured next morning I'd call around and let them all know that I was in town, fresh off the stage from the Crow Springs County Fair. Well, I picked up the phone, started down the list. Some were in meetings and others I just missed. That was Monday morning, here it is Thursday night. I sat by the phone waiting for their call, watching old reruns of a Jerry Springer brawl. This old hillbilly's finally starting to see the light. Well, I'm never gonna get a record deal. I got Janet Reno sex appeal, and my booty just won't shake like Billy Ray Cyrus. But maybe I'll have my day in the sun if the record execs go deaf and dumb and all the big stars come down with laryngitis. I started picking out in front of them tourist places, went to Douglas Corner, did a few showcases, and tried to get in at a she-daisy listening party. Thought I might meet somebody that had a little tire, hanging around at South Street's happy hour. Even gave a cassette to a guy who once was a roadie for Marty Robbins, that is. So I made up my mind to do one big show. My Uncle Orville said he'd put up the dough, hoping I'd be beside Minnie Pearl in the Hall of Fame. Sent out fancy invites to 12th and Porter with a demo tape on a cheap recorder, hoping they'd all show up, but nobody came. I'm never gonna get a record deal. Can't sing or break off like Benny Gill. And my midriff ain't shake, nothing like Shania's. The only way I'll get on the radio is calling in on the morning show, or every singer in Nashville comes down with a virus, kind of like streptococci or something. Now I was watching Oprah when the call came in. Sony Porcupine Records wants to see me attend. Can't hear a hit without a needle, that's their motto. So I called my lawyers, Bilkum and Steele, and said, boys, I'm about to get me a record deal. You thought Ed McMahon had told me I'd won the lotto. I went down early in my Wrangler jeans, big rodeo buckle, and my hat all clean, and I waited over an hour just to be ushered in. And there he was behind that big old desk, the man who controlled the button of Nashville's success, and the way his dress wasn't a lick of country in him. He had a starched white shirt and an Armani suit, them Italian slippers, shorts, heck, wooden boots, and you'd think that phone receiver was hung on his ear. He booked a lunch, a haircut, to have his nails done, a car wax appointment, and a 10K run. I don't even think he noticed I was there. But then he looked at me and said, Cletus T. Judd, I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. I know it when I see talent and I see look. You're gonna be big, bigger than big. You'll sell more records than the Dixie Chicks, and you'll make them all forget about old Garth Brooks. Who? I've listened to your tape 100 times, boy. I'm here to tell you, you're one of a kind in law. My career was hanging on every word he said. Of all the stars I've signed, you're the best, and I'd bet my life on your success. If I'm wrong, may lightning strike me dead. Then from a clear blue sky and out of nowhere came a lightning bolt, struck him right in his chair, and the words I've been longing to hear were the last he spoke. Then came the moment I'll never forget. Standing there looking at that Armani charcoal briquette, he said, sign right here. And then he croaked. Poor fella. Well, I finally got me a record deal. Make sexy videos right back here. And it won't be long before I sell a million. There'll be no more living off alone. Since I signed me a deal with Sony and even got me a bus like little Billy Gilman. That's right, I can even sing like Billy Gilman.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Hold it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good, come with me. Hey, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're going to be a big record star.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that's good, too. Throw that in. Now here we go.
High school. Ooh, ooh. High school. Ooh, ooh. High school.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where'll we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of a short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
I... Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my admiroids taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
He's the king, yeah,
all right,
boy.
All right, already. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry, will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button, Panicsville. Here, listen. Will you get out of that drummer's lap?
Bent my cymbal, man.
Now, here's some variations. Whoops, wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Oh, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, and he said he's going to make me a big record star. But he said, can't sing. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, you got a pretty face and a pompadour. What you doing with that stick, man?
Oh, perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old paler old blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that? That's an insult to my integrity.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion, see what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. Listen.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door,
oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Art?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played. Only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price, but that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 obscurity records. Goodbye, 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 you overnight one shot. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing.
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you maze of obstruction. But paved your way to this church.
Sure, Aunt Mabel, since you wasn't able, I told her, listen, Mama, don't you.
So long, music, parasite.
So long, tin pan, amateur night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Okay, he's here as I said he would be. We now have in our studio Steve McNabb, lead singer for Garbage, and Steve has brought with him the brand new Garbage LP. Beautiful cover.
Thanks, Ryan.
Not yet, Steve. Beautiful cover. It's the name of your new album.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful cover by Garbage. Anything you want to say about the new album, Steve?
No, I just want to thank you guys for playing it.
Well, Steve, you know we play a lot of Garbage on this station.
Yeah.
And we hope you do very well with this new LP. Now, didn't you used to be with the Masochists before joining Garbage?
I don't understand the question.
Let me rephrase it. Didn't you used to be with the Masochists before joining Garbage?
Oh, no, I was in juvenile detention before joining Garbage.
Mm-hmm. And you had a record while in juvenile detention.
Yeah, but they promised to destroy all my records when I turned 16, you know.
And I understand now the group has taken on a new direction with this LP.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. The music is still punk rock.
But... Oh, no, wait, that's new wave music. We don't call it punk rock. New wave.
Oh, sure. Whatever.
Okay. New wave.
Make it easy on yourself.
Uh-huh.
But we've added strings and a little touch of funky country, you know what I mean?
Steve, now, if you had to put your sound in a category, I understand musicians don't like to put their music in a category, categorize your music, but if you had to call it something,
break,
you know, jazz
you?
Rock or blues, or, well, I mean, if you had to do that, what would you call it?
Symphonic punk country disco, I guess.
And now that the album is finished, any plans for a tour in the near future with the group?
Yes, we will be going on tour.
Well, tell us about your new stage show coming up then.
Well, we just bought 3 tons of lights from Disneyland.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And along with these on our upcoming tour, we'll also utilize a small nuclear reactor,
mm-hmm.
A smoke machine, a couple flare guns, some nude dancers on stage, things like that, and a fire alarm sprinkler system.
Now, Steve, what do you think about this strong trend we're seeing to add all these staging effects to rock concerts? Now, I understand the group you toured with last year did its entire show behind a huge X-ray screen.
Oh,
probably
really
had an incredible effect on your group.
It was incredible.
And more groups every day are electrocuting small animals on stage. Uh-huh. What do you think about this new trend to do that?
Oh, I think it's terrific.
Why is that?
Well, after the show, you always have something good to eat, you know?
No, seriously. Wait, this is on the air. People are listening.
They are?
Well, okay. Actually, as more of our concert audiences become deaf from going to concerts...
Oh, wait. I don't think I really caught everything you said at the beginning of that sentence. Could you repeat it?
Sure. As more of our audiences become deaf from going to concerts...
Yeah.
The more they need something to see when they go to the concert, you know.
Now, in addition to these special effects, I see in the back of the album here, you've added a few new members to the group.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
Could you tell me who's in the group?
Yes.
So who's on lead?
No, who's on bass?
Who?
Yes.
Well, what's the drummer's name?
No, what's the lead guitar player's name?
I don't know.
He's the drummer.
Who's the drummer?
No, who's on bass?
Who?
Yes.
Who's on bass?
Right.
Who?
Right.
Who?
Who?
On bass.
Right.
The bass player.
Who?
The guy on bass.
Right.
Who?
The bass player.
Who?
You got it.
I do.
Let's just move to the horn section, okay?
Why don't we just look at some of the songs on the album instead? What do you think?
You can look at them all if you want.
Good. Let's start with song one. Cut one. It's entitled Lovely Lady. That's very original.
Yeah, I bet you never heard a song like this one before.
No, I haven't. What's it about?
Well, it's about being on the road, you
know.
That's
a good idea.
We thought it would be original to write a song about being on the road, because as a rock group, we're always on the road, you know what I mean?
I see. Well,
what about roadies and groupies and shit like that?
Well, this song here called Bend Over Beethoven, who wrote that?
Yes, and he did a hell of a good job, too.
Who?
Right.
Who wrote it?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
He's on bass, right?
Who?
Who? The bass player?
Right.
Why don't we just listen to the song, Bend Over Beethoven, by Garbage, from the new album, Beautiful Cover, and...
and listen, I wanted to tell you that this is the only song on the album that has the original members of the group, including Scott Lowe on explosives.
That's interesting.
Yes, that's because this song was recorded way, way back when the group first got together.
And how long ago was that?
3 months ago.
Oh, okay. This is from the new Garbage LP entitled Beautiful...
Simply entitled.
Simply entitled, right. Beautiful Cover, and this is called Bend Over Beethoven. Okay, that was brand new from Garbage, Bend Over Beethoven. And before that, we heard from Steve McNabb from Garbage. And before that, Well, we heard some commercials. In just a few minutes, we'll be giving away some free passes to see that new disaster movie, Elevator 1980, right after this, so stay with us.
All right, look. We're going to do a long version. I'm going to cut it down to a short version. That's better than doing a short version and then doubling it and winding up with a long version. All right, those are the three chords. That's it. Don't do anything else until I tell you. All right, you got, what do you got? You got a horn? You got, you got drums? And a bass? And a piano? Yeah, now you got to have something else. You got a harp in there? What's in that case? Have you got muffins in that case? I don't understand here. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and these people are eating. I mean, why don't we wait for 3 hours and then have lunch? I come in here, it's $150 an hour, and these guys are like muffins everywhere. I don't know. I mean, you guys are great, but you guys don't know. I don't know. You guys could save yourself a lot of trouble. Listen to me for a second. I mean, I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you out of... listen to me. Do like kind of a slow thing. That's it. So the women, they like this... Sweetheart, is this this is what you like, right? What is that like? Is that the phone? What keeps going on? Have there been any calls for me? Let me know. When did Barry White come in here? I mean, you go, wait, am I working with thieves now? I don't understand. What are you guys trying to do? You trying to appeal to some... This sounds like something I'm going to hear on the CBS Sports Spectacular next year or something, you know, promoting a ski jumping or something. I mean, I don't... Why do I feel all of a sudden like doing the hustle? I don't know. I don't know! All right, I want to talk to you guys about your hair. Now, we need a name, but I got an idea. I think we should call it The Name. What's The Name? It is The Name. That's The Name. The name of the band is The Name. You got it? Lyrics. Yeah, I don't know. I never listen to lyrics. I don't know from lyrics. Let me be honest with you, this ba-ba-ba is getting a little bit on my nerves, okay? I mean, can we come up with something else other than that, guys? What do you think? I'm gonna give you a big word now. Improvise, okay? You know what I mean? Nice try. I mean, if I wanted to listen to this, I'd turn on the radio. Listen, you got... Look, let me handle everything, okay? You don't know. You're a musician. What do you know what a musician knows? You know how to play music, that's all. I'm the guy. I'll handle the points. I'll handle the net. I'll handle the gross. I'll handle the absolute gross. I'll handle the pure gross. I'll handle the net. I'll handle the net gross. I'll handle the discounts. I'll handle the free goods. I'll handle the whole thing. Don't worry. I'll sell the albums. And I'll probably buy a few, too. And you know something? I like you. I'll give you a free album. It's your album. Why shouldn't you have a free one? Take a copy of the tape.
Not to use these words, they told us not to use these notes. They said don't write that song, but we did because we're indie. Their lawyers called our moms and dads and told them they'd take all we had. So daddy said don't do it, but we did because we're indie. These dicks at school came up to us, surrounded us behind the bus, and made that song you're dead, but we made it because we're indie.
Jam, son!
We've all got new girls and cars. We're VIPs at all the bars. We're only seen with other stars, and everything we want is ours. So our next song will be whatever our new label thinks it should be, based on market research within our target demographic, which is white males between the ages of 14 and 21 who are into indie.
Selling out is easy to do. It's not so hard to find a buyer for you. When money talks, you're under its spell. Ah, but what do you have when there's nothing left to sell? Selling out,
I'd rather call it compromise,
is easy to do.
Sometimes you have to close your eyes.
It's not so hard.
Being rich is no disgrace.
To find a buyer for you.
Put on your shoes and join the race.
When money talks,
it has a very soothing voice.
You're under its spell.
It's up to you to make the choice.
Ah, but what do
Before
you have
you know it,
when there's nothing left to sell? Always break the rules. People who try are fools. When you get older, maybe then you will see. I've always found ideals don't take the place of meals. That's how it is and how it will always be. It's so nice to have integrity. I'll tell you why. If you really have integrity, it means your price is very high. So remember when you start to preach and moralize that we all are in the game, and brother, its name is compromise. It's so nice to have integrity. I'll tell you why. It's nice to have integrity.
Yes, yes, friends, selling out. That's the name of the game tonight. We're talking about showbiz, and showbiz is about selling out, isn't it? I don't know. We got a big show in the sky here. We're having a hurricane here tomorrow in Maine. That's kind of rare, so everybody's going to turn out in the streets for that. It should be fun. We'll see how far they can fly. We'll see. Anyway, tonight we deal with showbiz, because, so, like I said, what the hell. We started out with the Vestibules. Remember Bulbous Bouffant? Well, that was them, and this was Frou Frou, the Talking Cat, okay? And that's kind of a strange situation, but there you go. And then Wild Man Fisher and Rosemary Clooney together, as you've always imagined. It's a hard business. We heard from Joni Summers and the Celestials. Don't forget the Celestials, and that was Fender Bender. From either an obscure Broadway show or an obscure movie about you know, idealistic kids going to make it in the showbiz, right? Okay. Hello Hag was Tommy Collins. Tommy Collins was Leonard. If you ever heard Hag sing about Leonard, that was Tommy Collins. They were good buddies. The record deal was Cletus T. Judd. And, of course, you got a record deal. You got the old Payola Roll Blues from Stan Freberg with Jesse White and, I guess, Dale Messick or that other guy. I can never keep him straight. Yes, and then let's see, Steve McNabb and Roll Over Beethoven, a little radio within a radio there from Stevens and Gridnick. I didn't hear Gridnick in there at all, I don't think. Rick Moranis, You, Me, The Music, and Me from 1989. We heard from Mike Furman, and that was called Indie, and then Tom Lehrer selling out about indies, right? I guess, I don't know. Anyway, so tonight we're selling out. Like it or not, next week we'll just go back to being normal. But tonight we have another show within a show, and it's coming right up.
Hi, kiddies! Hip be cool here. You're swinging all night cool, daddy on a cool cat's night meter at every night on a cool spot on your dial. Radio cool, KCOL. Cool, 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 cool. Yes, which is making this rock and roll review possible for you tonight. Here on the show, we'll have some of the biggest stars in the nation to sing their big hit records for you. And so now, on with the show, and here to really rock you is America's teenage idol singing star, who now has the number one record, on the number one song, on the number one chart, on the number one nation, on the number one survey, on the Bill Box, Cashboard, Peanut Vendor, and the Music Destroyer. Here he is, bomb recording artist, Tommy Rock Baby Rock Jimmy!
Yeah.
Hi, y'all. Somebody give me the E, will you? Thank you, man. Thank you. Sells a song, America's singing sweetheart, with her big hit, Where Is My Johnny? On Garbage Records, here she is, Sally Smash.
Thank you, folks. Well, I'm so glad to be here tonight, since I don't have my arrangements for the band. Like Tommy Jimmy has, see, someone had to lip sync my record for you. Yeah. So here it is.
Where is my Johnny?
Where is my Johnny?
Where is my Johnny?
Where is my Johnny?
And now, folks, and now America's number one instrumentalist with his twangy guitar. Here he is. He records for Impossible Records. Here he is, Wayne Twang.
I wasn't keen on the assignment when my editor first handed it to me. Do a feature on Major Ralph Ralph. There's been so many stories about Major Ralph, the colorful horse dealer who'd gone into the business of managing rock and roll stars. I mean, he personally discovered such disc names as Lenny Bronze, Clint Thigh, Matt Lust, and such vocal groups as the Fleshpots, the Muckrakers. There were always five or six up-and-coming rock stars living with him in his luxury flat in Mount Street, so it was naturally there I went to get my interview.
These rock and roll boys are big business now.
But it must be so very different going from horse trading to rock and roll singers.
Well, of course it is. I mean, horses have got a better ear for music. You ever seen a rock and roll singer, Miss Lisbon? I mean, have you ever seen one up close?
Well, no, I'm mostly on book reviewing.
Well, a good specimen. He's about 17 or 18 years old. About 5'10", fully extended, sagging to about 5'4" in the singing position. Points to look for are the forehead. Shouldn't be more than about half an inch of that. Plenty of mouth. the lower lip permanently slack and wary of a possible fall in arches. They save a lot of trouble in mid-career, you know.
I suppose a nice musical singing voice is what you look out for as well. Is that right?
I do, yes. First sign of the Athanati girls, what?
To me, the most fascinating part is that you always house 5 or 6 of these rock and roll stars in your own home.
Well, it's not all that eccentric. I mean, some of them can be house-trained with a little presence. Would you like to see one? Get one for you.
Major, some rotten hands pinch the strings of my guitar, look.
You've got the guitar on back to front. How many times must I tell you the whole point's away from you?
So much to learn, so little time.
Then you should know better than to enter this part of the flat. It's in your contract. Where the carpet begins, you halt. Now, which one are you, anyway?
I'm Sewell Rambo.
Not your real name, the name I gave you. For heaven's sake, I've embroidered it on your T-shirt for you. Look there, man. Look there, there. Between the sunset and the coconut palms.
I'm Twit Conway. I'll
try and remember it in future. Come over here now. Come over here and meet this... Come on, faster, faster, faster!
Can't walk any faster. These crepe soles, I'm so off the ground.
Steady yourself against the wall. What have you done to your blue jeans?
I had to cut the knees up, Major. I had to cut them out. They were so tight, my kneecaps went all green.
Well, you're not going on television looking like that. You just borrow my fountain pen and ink in where the flesh shows. I want you to meet this lady sitting in the armchair. She's from a newspaper.
Hello, I'm a journalist. My name is Nancy Lisbon. I should so much like to do a story on you. I mean, you as a person. Tell me, what does it feel like to suddenly find yourself a teenage idol?
Well, it don't make much difference, really. I mean, I was idle before I was a teenager.
The lad is trying to say, Miss Lisbon, is that success has not spoiled him. He is still the same twit he always was. Right, lad?
That's what I should have said, yeah.
Of course it's what you should have said. Now, don't be nervous, lad. Just remember our lessons on how to answer press questions. Just bear in mind what you've been told to say.
Well, Twit, do you want to stay a rock and roll singer all your life? I mean, what is your ultimate ambition?
We are just good friends.
That is the answer to another question. Remember, the answer to this one is, I want to become an all-round.
Oh, yeah. I want to become an all-round.
Entertainer.
Entertainer, yeah. My dream is one day to play Old Vic in Shakespeare.
Oh, how sweet. You're fond of Shakespeare?
Aye.
Are you fond of Shakespeare?
We are just good friends.
He's rather shy still. Just a sweet, lovable lad. Natural, fun-loving, and a good son to his own mother and father. Tell Miss Lisbon how you look after your parents, Conway.
Who? Huh?
Your parents, your mother and father.
Oh, yeah. Now that I've got some money, I've been able to move my old mum and dad into a small house.
I bet they're delighted.
No, they ain't. They was in a big house. It was the Major's idea. See, he said, you're a victim and I'll flog the...
Yes, I think this Lisbon has probably had enough. Okay. Now, well, Conway, back you go to your quarters. Tell Vincent Donny I'll be along very soon for some hip-twitching practice.
All right, sir. Well, goodbye, Miss Lisbon.
Goodbye, Twit. And if you think of anything further, here's my card. I think I'd better be getting along too, Major.
Right, well, I'll see you to the front door. I trust, Miss Lisbon, you won't go and write one of those nasty, lurid stories about my kids. And you saw Conway for yourself. He's just as normal and well-balanced as any other 17-year-old ex-plasterer's mate suddenly earning £1,000 a week.
Yes, it has made me think.
And don't you go making me out to be a sort of profiteering Svengali, will you? I mean, these boys stay here willingly, because to them I'm almost a second father. We enjoy a very beautiful relationship. Beautiful, Miss Lisbon, because it is based on trust, mutual trust.
It's a very rare quality in this modern world, Major.
It is indeed, yes. Don't touch the doorknob. It's got 2,000 volts running through it. Well, good night, Miss Lisbon.
Good night, Major.
Every rock band has this guy. Not many people really know why. He's got a cell phone and a backstage pass. He's got a big gut and a big fat ass. He's a big fat road manager, big fat road manager, big fat road manager, big fat road manager. He plugs in guitars and microphone jacks, big fat road manager. He makes sure the system won't feed back, big fat road manager. He yells check one till his face turns blue, big fat road manager. Don't you wish he could count to two? He's a big little back road manager, big little back road manager, big little back road manager, big fat road manager. The contract says there's beer for free, big fat road manager. A bottle for you and a case for me, big fat road manager. I'll make sure you've a place to stay, big fat road manager. Then I'll eat your deli tray. He's a big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big fat road manager. You may wonder why the road manager's so wide. He's the one who blocks the door when the tax collector comes by. The tour ends the road, he spends his day, big fat road manager, at an all-you-can-eat buffet, big fat road manager. But if he can come to terms, big fat road manager, he will manage the arrogant worms. He's as our big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big fat road manager.
This thing on.
There's a big bad wolf in Hollywood as a lover. He thinks he's really good in a little sports car. He's on the prowl, and when the moon is full, you can hear him howl. Wearing dark sunglasses and a padded pink coat. On the tip of his chin, he's got hair like a goat. He tails all the girls, he's a movie star. But he's a big bad wolf in a little sports car. The whip is not like Alley Poop Poop. His muscles are padded in his pink suit. He don't eat nothing but a caviar stew. And he pays the check with an IOU. Dark sunglasses cover two red eyes that are looking around Hollywood and fine. He's a sneaky Pete or a Frankenstein, but in a little sports car, he's a making out fine. Ooh, look at that chick.
Well, hi.
Oh, but you know what's happening.
Why, sure.
You sure as hell, ain't you? Is he sure you know what's happening? The wolf is not like Alley Poop Poop. His muscles are padded in his pink suit. He don't eat nothing but a caviar stew. And he pays the check with an IOU. There's a big bad wolf in Hollywood, and he's a looking for checks like a Riding Hood. He don't need no chauffeur, that's a dinosaur. But he's a doing real fine in a little sports car. We'll be right back.
Rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair down in your eyes. Make $1 million. Well, I was in this band going nowhere fast. We sent out our demo, but everybody passed. So one day we finally took the plunge. We went out to Seattle. We started playing grunge. Washington State, that is. Space Needle, Eddie Vedder, Ichiro Suzuki. Now to fit in fast, we got flannel shirts and we turn our amps up until it hurts. We got bad attitudes and what's more, when we play, we stare straight down at the floor. Ooh. Ain't seen nothing like that on television in like an hour. Now to fit in on the Seattle scene, you had to show people something that they'd never seen. So thinking up a gimmick one day, we decided to be the only band that wouldn't play a note under any circumstance. We called it Silence, music's original alternative, rich grunge. We spread the word through the underground that we were the hottest new young band in town. Record guy come out to see us one day, and just like always, we refused to play and knocked him out. He said he loved our work. He said he loved our work, but he wasn't sure he could sell a record that didn't have any music on it. I said, man, you've been doing that all year. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair down in your eyes, make $1 million. Well, I made us do a video, but that wasn't tough. We just filmed ourselves smashing stuff. It's kind of weird because there was no music, but MTV said that they would love to use it. The kids went wild, the kids went nuts. Rolling Stone gave us 5 stars, said we played with guts. We were meeting chicks, taking drugs. They asked us to do MTV Unplugged, you should have seen it. We went right out there and refused to do acoustical versions of the electrical songs we refused to record in the first place. Then we smashed our shit. Well, we blew them away at the Grammy show by refusing to play and refusing to go. Then just when it looked like fame would last forever, along came this band that wasn't even together. Now that's alternative. That's the alternative to alternative. They're called Guns N' Roses. Sing if you know, all right? Say, hey, hey. Our band got fired, and that's not funny, because now we're hooked on grass, but we're out of money. So the other day, he called up the band. I said, boys, I'm taking all I can. I say we shave off these goatees, pack up the van, move up to Boulder, follow the Yonder Mountain String Band.
Today we just be put on. something I do.
Job. Buy a pair of cowboys.
cowboy boots, write a few songs about smoking weed and getting back to my roots. I'm gonna quit eating all them pills and get some big old tires for my truck. Everybody at the tight pants store will say that dude's country as fuck. I'm gonna change my name to Waylon Shaver, Vance, and Foley. I'm gonna get so goddamn big, you know, even your mama's gonna know me. I'm gonna change my name to Waylon Shaver, Vance, and Foley. And there's gonna be a line around the block of gals just waiting to blow me. We are the Beaumonts from Central Lubbock, Texas, y'all. I'm gonna get a fucking TV show and a chair I can turn around in. I'm gonna get a guitar I can hang on to and a robot to do my singing. I'm gonna thank the Lord above for my trillion-selling platinum hit. I'm gonna ride me a fucking call it how you make gold out of shit. I'm gonna change my name to Waylon Shaver, Vance, and Foley. I'm gonna get so goddamn big, you know, that even your mama's gonna know me. I'm gonna change my name to Waylon Shaver, Vance, and Foley.
Music. band. So the next time you hear music and you think of it as art, it was the music that brought them together before the business tore them apart. Well, the music brought them together, but the business they were friends right from the start. And if the story behind the music that's no longer on the chart, it's the music that brought them together before the business tore them apart. And years from now when they look back, it'll probably break their heart, thinking about the music that brought them together before the business tore them apart.
Exclusivity clause in the contract that I've signed to make this song. It defines, it specifically says, if you wanna hear the whole song, you have to sign up for a site called PopChest. You'll find a link in the description, and if you go there, you can hear the full entirety of this song. But if you don't go, then you won't know how the rest of this song goes. And it's the best part, the best part, the best part of the song. So for now you're lonely, hear this teaser. Unless you sign up for the site, the link's below, and pretty soon I've got to go. 'Cause the whole song cannot be posted. I can only post a sample. For the full song, you must go to popchest.com. When you listen to this song on that side, the proceeds of listening are passed on to this side.
Called QForTheKids.org. That's a charity that I've picked.
There are some, but more importantly, you'll get to hear this full song that I've made for this sponsorship. This part is only just a clip of what's to come. And if you don't sign up for PopChest, you'll miss the best part.
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 You'll miss the best part.
'Cause you can't hear this whole song on my channel. Because
there's an exclusivity.
Last night I dreamed that I won a Grammy. It was presented to me by Debbie Harry. I ran up on stage in my tux. I gulped and I said, "Oh shucks, I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ." The audience gave me a standing ovation. I shed tears of joy, I shed tears of elation. Behind the podium there, Debbie grabbed my derriere. I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ. I took my Grammy and Debbie, and I walked off stage. We made the cover of Cashbox and the Random Notes page. In the weeks that followed, things went fine for me. An Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy. Bo Derek and Barbara Mandrell, a Pulitzer and a Nobel. Meryl Streep and Tammy Terrell. 5 gold and 1 bronze as well. Joan Rivers and Lana Cantrell. And I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ.
Okay, I don't even know if Loud never won a Grammy. He sure deserved at least one or two, right? Okay. Write your congressman. Okay, so showbiz, what can we say about it? We said it, all right? That's it. We're done. Started that set with Ray Stevens, The Rock and Roll Show. Peter Sellers, So Little Time, about the rock and roll attitudes people had in 1959 and such. Let's see, Big Fat Road Manager was the Arrogant Worms, followed by Kim Fowling, the Big Bad Wolf himself. That's kind of autobiographical, eh? We heard from Todd Snyder, talking Seattle grunge rock blues. What you do when you got nothing else, I guess. Power Salad, finish this song. I'm going to finish this show in a second. It's the same sort of thing. Big Star, I'm going to be a big star. That was the Cow Slingers. And then the Beaumonts, I'm going to change my name to, well, you heard it. And then we heard from Daryl Rhodes, with or without the Haha Vishnu Orchestra, I just don't know. But that was music brought them together, but the business tore them apart. How true is that, eh? Mm-hmm. Let's see, Toby Turner after that, the sponsored song, and Loud and Wainwright III, the Grammy song. Okay. So that's going to do it for us this week. If I make it through the hurricane, and it's only a tropical storm now, and it's 200 miles east of here, so I don't know. Anyway, it's going to rain a lot, so if I can dry out by next week, I will. And if not, well, we'll see what happens. Last week I had some unavoidable difficulties, so we took care of that. Now, coming up, let's see, a couple more here for you. This is by the brother of two famous stars from Norway. All right, that's a hint. Check out the playlist. You'll find out what I mean. Anyway, have a good week. Stay dry and stay out of that wind.
They're amazing, don't you think? So incredibly talented.
so many hits on YouTube. So many things to live up to. My two older brothers, they've had a wonderful career, but I was never asked to join them. Oh God, how can it be? Those assholes did not. Never be a star. Why I'll never be a star.
For the car, you ain't bad, but we've heard it all before. Yeah.
John Paul and George. Said he couldn't use, and now he calls and begs and crawls.
It's a telephone deja vu.
We got percentage points and lousy joints and all the glitter we can use, mama. So don't call us, now we'll call you.
Well, it's a rock and roll yard sale, so come on down. We're selling stuff that we would otherwise throw away. We're selling stuff that we just found. Well, it's a rock and roll yard sale outside of my lawn. If you like 8-track tape, then you're gonna think that the sale's great. And if you're into worn-out paperbacks, let me tell you, man, we got stacks. So come on down to the rock and roll yard sale. Oh, we're selling all decks. We got a lot of bills to pay. We're selling the next deck to Lucky White Wolf. Sell some stuff to you. We're thinking about getting a business permit, making our yard sale permanent. Band, and they're playing on my rooftop, and they're rocking and rolling, while the prospective shoppers are strolling, looking to buy something that's really neat, to make their lives more complete. So come out and check out the selection, cause you can really add to your junk collection. And you can't beat these deals, cause they're so good. So come on down to the rock and roll yard sale. Oh, we're selling all day. We got a bill to pay, and we're selling the next day. To Lucky White Wolf, sell some stuff to you. We're thinking about getting a business permit, making our yard sale permanent. Well, I think I'm gonna stop this song now. All right, guys, try to get something.